Welcome, everybody, to your NFL versus the spread. I'm Cab Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast. My stuff is all at Lingus Mafia. I am joined by your betting expert. His name is Mr. Billy Boddy. You can find all his stuff at lockbetting.com, and his Twitter is SGPSoccer. So you want to go there as well. Hello, Mr. Boddy. It was a... I want to start off by telling fans something first before you even go. Now, I've said this on other shows that we do, like we said this on podcasts, on poll stuff, and when we bring up gambling. So I want people to know that when you're giving your picks for this show, that they are not your official picks, obviously, for the people who are paying for your service. Because Billy works up until, like, that morning of for the games. If news is coming in, changing picks, sending picks during games, takes care of you. So this being earlier picks, if these were his actual full picks and he's done for the fucking week, then there isn't worth people signing up to get picks because, well, what the fuck, you just heard it for free. So when you hear sometimes the picks aren't, you know, you go, well, why would I pay for that? He went 8-8 last week. You know, who gives a shit? When he has sent me, I asked him in the morning of Sunday, I said, hey, send me your picks for the day so, you know, I could piggyback. I'll go on my bet thing and I'll bet something. And he sends them to me and I'm like, there's quite a few different than what he picked. And odds change, all that kind of shit happens too. And his percentage is way fucking better than what it appears on the show. I tell you that because Billy calls me and he goes, I had a fucking great week in gambling. And I go, not by the show, you didn't. But in real life, when you finally made your fucking final picks for your customers, you had a fucking good time. So last week, we both ended up 8-8 overall in our picks versus the spread. For the year, I'm 14-18. You're 12-20. But last week, the bets that you gave out to your clients, what did you do?
In what sense?
What was your totals? Like, what did you bet on? What did you win? That kind of stuff. Like, what did you say you bet five games? How many out of those did you win? That kind of thing.
Let me think. I was 7-2 going into the evening slate. I split Tennessee +7 and Chargers -3. So that would put me on to 8-3. It was over 55, which is under his 8-4. And then I got Green Bay on Monday in play, which was 9. I was 9-4 overall with what I actually played, which includes totals and parlays and teeth and everything.
Yeah. So
9-4.
Yeah. And obviously,
I had a 2-0. I had a 4-0 sweep on Thursday Night Football, but two of those were props, and props I count separately because they're going really well this season. So actually with plays, I was 11-4 across week two.
So because when we give our picks, we actually pick every single game on here, which a lot of them we tell you, I would never fucking do this, but if I have to pick someone, this is where I'm going. So it's a different number system that you're hearing here. So I just wanted to clear that up for people who are going to say, well, look, this doesn't. And it's like, no. You pick the ones you're sure about. And that's when we give we give our locks, things like that, which, of course, you're not going to win every lock. Like this last week, I was very proud of myself that I said the Raiders would win. And Billy said I was out of my fucking mind. I said, I don't know. I didn't feel 100% about it. I won't be like running around like I fucking knew this would, you know, I mean, I felt they would. So I lucked out there. So let's get into this week's picks. And this week, we're not going to lie to you, this is not an easy fucking week. This is a very fucking difficult week. And when you hear the numbers, you're going to probably agree with that. It is to the fans. It's not an easy thing. When I do gambling on my show, we all have to agree to do something. We put money on it, and then one person gets to do their own thing on the side. And so our best bet was, well, let's do a parlay, you know, with no fucking points. And I did that this week on my own, this last week, where I put down $10 and won 60 and picked five games. And I think when there's weeks like this, your best bet is to say, fuck it, I'm just going to do a who do I really have a guarantee that's going to win and just put them all together. A lot of the times you will get bit. That's for sure, because I've been bit plenty where I have a six parlay, the last fucking one loses or the first one loses. It's like, motherfucker. So there's always that surprise, which almost got me because Cleveland was having a rough time with Houston. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I did good this week. I only lost on the Dallas stuff with point-wise, but every other thing I was doing without points, I won. So let's get into we have Carolina going into Houston. And Carolina is giving 8 points to Houston. Now, Tyrod Taylor's not going to play. And it's their backup who is the rookie. And the problem was, I was even thinking, because they are talking about, they said there was a possibility they would even have Watson off the cannot perform list. So I was thinking he was going to play this fucking game. Which, you know what? For all this accusing and this and that, nothing has been fucking proven, and he's not convicted and this and that. And it's like, you're nowadays you are convicted and proven guilty before you're innocent. It's ridiculous. So he's not allowed to play, which is fucking stupid. And, you know, the NFL is holier than thou. They have to be on a pedestal. So they, you know, they're fucked. So, but I'm keeping on waiting. But apparently he's still not going to play. And I believe Mills, who is the quarterback from Stanford, who I actually know of because the Bears were talking about getting him last year when, because they were so bad in the draft where they could have got him like second round or something. So he isn't trash, but he's a rookie, and this is what you're going to get. So saying that, I think I will, if I have to go with something, I will go with Carolina giving the 8. Billy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So what did you ask me?
What, did you fall fucking asleep? What the fuck is this?
No. It just totally like cut out. It was like the last thing you said was the Thursday night game, Carolina, and then there was no number on it or anything.
Oh wow!
I know the number's 8.5. It was 8 because it's moved. Because I was looking
Earlier today, it was 8. So,
oh, it's still 8 now.
Yeah, right now it's 8 for me on Caesars. Oh,
that's better, but like, okay, so I can hear you now.
Okay.
The last thing you said, Carolina, and I thought, the fuck, is he looking this up? Like, for that long, I'm just going to just jump in and say, it's 8, man, or it's 8.5.
I was like, he fell asleep. Where the fuck did he go? So, yeah, I picked Carolina giving 8.
So, what, you took Carolina -8?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we obviously, like, stating the obvious, this number's there because Tyrod Taylor's not going to be there. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, it's Carolina Panthers, like, who are 7-win estimated team at the start of the season. Now they have to, like, lay 8 points going on the road, like, in a short week. It's the type of game you just don't bet at all. I would take the Carolina Panthers to win it just because I don't know if Houston are going to be able to move the ball. And even here with the total, what are you seeing for a total? 43 points.
43. I go over.
Yeah, so here with a total, it's like you want to go under because Sam Darnold laying 8 points on the road, and it's the other team without their main quarterback who are projected to get 4 wins this season. So you're looking at it and thinking, where are the points going to be coming from? But it's so low. It's like 43 points. And primetime games this season so far have been 6-0 for the over. So the public have been winning money on them. So at some point, they're going to adjust and these unders are going to start cashing. I'm just wondering if it's tonight. 43 is too low for me, though. But it wouldn't surprise me if this was like, I don't know, like 2010 or 24-10, something like that, and Carolina do win and do cover, and it is low scoring. But yeah, I'm not going to watch this. I'm not going to bet this. I'm just going to leave it.
Okay. So do you want to, for our own thing, take somebody here with the points or not?
Yeah, Carolina, because okay. I don't know where the Texas points are coming from.
I think it's coming from turnovers. And I think they're banking on rookie interceptions. So that's where I'm thinking. Washington goes into Buffalo, and Buffalo is giving 7.5 points. I really like the
I got this seven.
You got it 7. Okay. I really do like Heinicke. I really like we were talking about him last week, and I had told you that I was in love with the kid, and I think he was great, and I thought he should have had the starting job over Fitzpatrick. I will take Buffalo here. They're at home. I'm not thrilled by it. I don't think this is going to be, you know, a butt fucking, but I will take Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm on Buffalo as well. A little bit more strongly than you though, because I feel last week they won 35-0 against the Dolphins. So I expected more of an overreaction to that. But I think the number, which I'm seeing at 7, is about right. I think the Bills' defense is better than it was last year. So that's normally common in terms of this time of the year for the offenses to be looking more in sync and more together for the defenses to look better than the offenses. Like, that's normal. And as the year progresses, you know, week 4 or 5, the offenses start to click a lot more and they're in sync as well. So your team is operating at its maximum potential at that week 4 or 5 point. But I think here in this instance, the Bills' defense is underrated. I think it's better than it's going to be. I think the offense is like catching up to it because it put up 35 points last week. And I don't think Washington's defense is as good as we thought it was going to be at the start of the season. They've already like lost to the Chargers, and last week they should have lost to New York, but New York blew it. And New York often gets put up 29 points on someone. I think that was 29-59 that game, wasn't it?
29, or is it 28-29 or something? Yeah, it's was it 1 point off?
It was 1 point off, yeah, but I'm trying to think what it was there in the 20s, whether it was...
let me see. I have it written down. It was 30-29.
That's what I said, yeah, 39. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, they seem to be very very much a team that you can score on, as opposed to last year. I don't think their defense is as elite as people made out that it was, based on what they did last year. So I think Buffalo win and cover this quite easily. Okay. I don't see them being in another close game because they already had one of those at home on week 1. And I can't see this team having 2 home defeats or being 0-2 ATS, which means they haven't covered any of their first 2 home games, because their home games is where, when we were looking at the start of the season, when we guys were previewing it, which we always forget about the previews, everybody was just saying, oh, I can't see this team losing a home game. They've got 4 hard road games, but I can't see any home defeats. So I don't think we should get back off that.
Okay. Chicago's going into Cleveland, and Justin Fields is getting the start, which made the point spread go down 0.5 point. Chicago is going to get 7 points from the Browns. I don't think, knowing this team of mine, where Billy was giving me shit going, I told you I was going on the Bears hard this week. And then Cincinnati started to catch up, and I was waiting to take a picture of them losing and go, you were saying, because then they ended up winning by 3 after having the game done. So I have 0 confidence in the Bears coach. It is more the coach than the players a million times. They threw... Do you know how many yards they got this last week in passing, the Bears?
No, no idea. I didn't look it up.
83 fucking yards passing. Teams have higher fucking passing in one play than they did the entire game. It's Nagy with his bullshit fucking let's throw to the side. let's throw and try to run. He's terrible. He's fucking awful. And he doesn't have any separate packages for Fields that could do running. He could do everything. He goes, fuck it, I want him to stay in the pocket. The same way as he fucked Mitch. So until he's fired, this is going to be the fucking way. I would take Cleveland giving 7. I think it might be right on 7 that they lose this game, though. So that's one for me I would kind of stay away from because I think they could just lose by 7. But if I have to take, I'll take Cleveland.
Okay. All right, so we're done with that one, yeah? So do you want me to make a pick on it as well?
Yeah.
I agree, but not as strongly as the Bills one. I think Cleveland do cover. There was a site I was looking at. I'm just going to bring it back up because it tells you where the public money is. Mm-hmm. I like to make sure that I'm not on stuff where the public are like 80% betting it, like it's fucking free. But I'll have that shortly up as I wanted to use that this week.
Okay. Baltimore goes into Detroit. Baltimore off a big win last week against Kansas City. They're giving 8.5 points to Detroit. I hope there's not a letdown, but it is Detroit they're playing. Detroit isn't as horrific, I think, as we like expect. They're bad. They're not a good team. They hang in for a while. They were in there with the Packers for a while, and then it finally just got out of hand. So I would take Baltimore in here. I think Baltimore continues to roll and keep beating up on Detroit.
What was the spread?
8.5.
Yeah, I think Baltimore will win again this week. They were lucky to come back against San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I do think they'll end up winning this game. Yeah, I'm not too worried about the 7 points.
8.5.
Oh, shit, man. Sorry, it's changed for the day. 8.5. Yeah, still, it's Detroit. I don't think that it will make a big difference. It doesn't put me off whether the public have bet it or not or any of these scenarios. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, it should be 10, I'm thinking. But I only worry about the coming off of the high and then having a letdown and still winning, but not by as much. Indianapolis is getting 5 points from Tennessee. Indianapolis is hurt still. You have a backup in for Wentz here. He sprained both ankles, so I don't think he is starting. And Tennessee is starting to roll. They won in Seattle, which is a very hard place to win, and it was Seattle's opener of the season, which is even crazier. So I'll take Tennessee here.
This is a tough one. Who's covering for Wentz now?
I don't know who their backup is, but that's who's going.
Divisional game as well, but
yeah, he's not some fucking great backup or something either. So
okay. I'm expecting the Titans to win this division. So in order to do that, I think they should win this game. So I don't like the spread that much because I do think that the Colts will be in it. But I think if I have to pick one side, it would be the Titans to cover at home.
See, I'm a little more sure on this one because they're home. Indy hasn't looked that great, and now a quarterback's out. I think that kind of helps. So next we have New Orleans, who has fallen out of grace with everybody, and because everybody was on COVID, 4 starters and 6 coaches—that's unfucking believable. So New Orleans is going to New England, and everyone's jumping on New England here, which scares me. New England's giving 3 points, so New England is favored. They're at home. I think Belichick, when it comes to fucking up with Sheamus Winston's head, I think that helps because Winston looked like his old self again. So I'll take New England giving the 3.
Okay. I think that I agree with you. I just think that in a weird way, the home game at New Orleans, it's not a weird way. It's actually, it's a fact, but people are not philosophizing it like this. The home game that New Orleans had wasn't a home game. Last week, yeah, we know it wasn't a home game. So they haven't been home to play any home game at their real state, at their real dome, for three straight games. Like, I don't know where they've been staying or where if they've been going back to New Orleans after Sundays and then getting back on the road on Thursdays or whatever. I imagine they haven't seen their families, friends, or anything, and they've just been away from New Orleans and haven't returned since the season started. So I think that catches up with them here in the third game. I mean, caught up with them last week. They got killed by Carolina. So I think that catches up with them again here. I think the Patriots do cover what I've got down as 2.5, but if it's 3, it doesn't matter.
San Diego, as we like to say, are getting 6.5 from Kansas City. Kansas City, after losing last week, I would expect them to be a little hot and want to win this game a lot more and put more into it. It's a division game. Those are usually closer, though. So, but I will take Kansas City and give 6.5.
Yeah, I think after, I think normally I wouldn't take the points. I would take the points in a divisional game, sorry. But in this instance, like, it's the division where Kansas City are way out in front in the terms of the betting odds. They got properly upset
Kansas City. Yeah, by Baltimore. And that was like, I don't even know if that's a crazy upset. They're a very good team.
But the situation, like, as in your, the game's over in the fourth quarter. They don't score any points, and Baltimore just keeps scoring and go ahead. What I was trying to see what score they lost that fourth quarter, because I think it was like by more than 2 touchdowns. But hold on, Baltimore. Right?
And this was Lamar Jackson's kryptonite. He said too. So
it wasn't by 2. It was by 12 points though. Mm. It was by 12 points. So they were what, 11 points up going into the fourth quarter. They got shut out by Baltimore, who scored 12. Mm. So yeah, I mean, that I think will result in a bounce back. I don't usually like taking these teams into divisional games, but that to me smells like this team are going to like bounce back and try and get a big score and really butt fuck the Chargers here. Who also, I don't think they're as good as they looked on week one because of that home defeat against Dallas. And they had loads of fucking chances to win that game or at least go ahead. But there was like no points really in the second half.
Yeah, week two when they had Dallas for sure. Okay, so we have Atlanta going into the Giants. Jesus Christ, these are tough fucking games. This is the Giants are giving 3 points here. The only reason I'm taking the Giants is because, God, because they're at home, I get. It is so hard to do this game because I'm like, Atlanta almost beat fucking Tampa. And now they're going to lose to the fucking Giants? It's hard. So, but being home, if Atlanta was home against the Giants, I'm taking Atlanta. Since the Giants are home.
Yeah, but the Giants' home field doesn't mean anything. Like, they've got a terrible record at home over the years.
Yeah, but they're not traveling, at least. I'm trying to think of any reason that I just don't trust Atlanta for shit. So I'll take a Giants, give 3.
I've gone the opposite way. I think the Falcons, they didn't cover last week, but they showed me enough to think that they can put up points against the Giants. I don't think that Heineke is as good as you think he is. And I think that the Giants defense should not have let him score 30 points last week. And I think that this week they come up here against a team that are able to put up points, whilst Jones put up points last week, but we don't know if he's going to do it again this week. We don't know, like, in terms of coming home, whether Saquon and Jones and everybody's going to be in sync, because their home record over the years is one of the worst. So I don't think Atlanta are going to be too bothered coming here off the back of, yeah, the first defeat of the season on week one was bad. But last week, everybody knew that they were going to be losing that game. But it was just a case of whether they covered the spread or not, which they didn't. They lost, like, quite heavily. But I think that they can do enough with moving the ball to win this. I don't know why. This is just my feeling here. And you're getting 3 points as well with Atlanta now. Or you're getting 2.5.
Yeah, it's usually like if people think teams are even, home team just gets 3 points, and that seems to be the way it goes. Cincinnati is getting 3 points from Pittsburgh. Now, which Cincinnati team shows up? The first week or the second week? And which Pittsburgh shows up? Now, Ben is injured with a pec injury, but it's his other arm, so that helps. But Pittsburgh's still better than Cincinnati. If this happened to be in Cincinnati, I might go that way. But I will do... if everyone's healthy, when they switch, I'll probably go with Cincinnati when they're at home. But right now, I'm going with Pittsburgh and giving the 3.
I think for me, I'm not going to bet this game, but I think the coaching difference is the key thing here. I think Tomlin has been involved for years and he's respected and he's got a good winning record. Mm-hmm. And I think these are the type of games he wins. I think he just comes up with a plan. And luckily, this guy hasn't trained all week in terms of... I am talking about Ben. So in terms of like not having Ben training all week. So they'll have a plan. They'll have like schemes and designs and everything done up in order to cope without him. So it's not going to be a case of, this is a surprise where he got injured like 2 days before. Mm-hmm. Like he hasn't been doing anything anyway. He's not been involved in their systems and everything over this period. So yeah, I think that they win it, but I'm not overly enthused. I fucking don't like this week at all. There's nothing really that we're running through that makes me say, yeah, like, that I'm gonna fucking bail on that. Like, yeah, that's the nailed on. I have a strong inkling that Buffalo do end up winning comfortably and can finally picking up some like momentum this season. But yeah, that's about it so far. Okay.
Arizona is giving 7.5 points to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, I was like, I mean, as hot as Arizona's been, this is one of those games that does actually scare me. They're traveling across the country and they're high off of a couple wins where, I mean, they escaped with their life last week and you're waiting for them to come out flat in one of these games. Because they look like fucking world beaters at this point, even though they, you know, barely escaped last week. But Murray looks fucking fantastic. 7.5 points. I'm still going to go with Arizona. I'm not thrilled by it. I'm pretty sure they're going to win this game, but it does worry me. They're in Jacksonville. Maybe the heat, they're not in an air-conditioned place to hide from the sun.
Yeah, I mean, you do think that like Jacksonville will be like a scrappy home underdog, but I also thought that last week, and that was an easier game when Jacksonville got bashed at home to Denver. So this is a more difficult game, and I think Arizona will find a way to keep winning and keep scoring loads of points.
So this one is the Jets going into Denver. Now, I'm thinking Vic Fangio is defensive, specialist. I think he is going to fuck with Wilson because Wilson looked horrific last week, throwing 3 or 4 interceptions, something like that, and it was bad. He looked like he didn't know what the fuck was going on, and that's against Bill Belichick, who knows how to fuck with people with defense. So Fangio's fantastic. This is 10.5 points, which is the scary part here. But I will go with the fact that it's the Jets and they don't know what they're fucking doing still. So I will take Denver.
So many points for Denver. But I can't take the Jets.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's that kind of thing where it's like, all right, so it's a lot of points, but who are they playing against? Can you take them instead? And it's like, you don't really have a strong unit looking towards either, so you just end up not playing this type of game. Mm-hmm. If I had to, I would take Denver. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the amount of points, but I think they're counting on rookie quarterback dealing with this. So that's where that is. Miami, they will not have Tua. They will have Brissett in there instead, which isn't a major drop-off. However, I think this is pretty good. And I'm surprised that it's actually only 4 points, to tell you the truth, going into Las Vegas. Vegas is at home. Vegas feeling damn good about themselves. Miami's a good team, but traveling to Vegas and not having their number one quarterback, I will take Las Vegas.
Well, Miami got smashed 35-0 last week.
Yeah, yeah, and that's against Buffalo, who's a good team. But only 4 points?
It sounds so simple because, like, yeah. Vegas have won their first game, but this I don't think is going to be that simple where Vegas just come in and roll and just beat this team. Like, this team is still a team that won against the Patriots. So they got blown out 35-0 last week, and that makes you almost automatically want to go for Vegas. I think the Dolphins, obviously, they've not got Tua. Are they going to be playing Jacoby Brissett?
Yep.
Yeah, I think they'll find a way to cover. I just feel that they'll cover. I think that they'll either improve, and that'll be a big talking point, or this is such a fucking difficult week because it's like, why are you not taking Vegas? Oh, because they've won against Pittsburgh last week as an underdog, and then they also beat Baltimore. So this is the easiest game. And you tell yourself, like, why are you not taking Vegas? It's the easiest game they play. It's a home game against Miami. But then you look at, like, what Miami have done this season, which is, like, won away to the Patriots, and now coming into this game, like, after a 35-0, like, dicking, where they turn the ball over a lot, like, that, you feel they're just automatically going to be better. So, yeah, I'll take them to cover the spread.
Okay, Miami for you to cover. You want Miami, you're saying, right? You want Miami, you say?
Yeah, I'll take the points. Okay.
Very good. Tampa Bay, here's the game of the week. Tampa goes into the Rams, and Tampa is giving 1.5 to the Rams. I am picking the Rams to win this game outright. I sure as fuck am not betting on it, because you know better than to bet on fucking Tom. They're at home. That's the main reason that I would go with the Rams. And this is one of those where they'll win this game and then Tom doesn't lose to him twice and we'll beat him in the fucking playoffs. But if they get pressure on Tom, it's the same way with Aaron Rodgers, everything. If somebody has pressure, they're a different quarterback. They're just not they're not runners. So if Aaron Donald smashes up the middle, then they can get this game. So I will take the Rams to win this game, flat out.
Yeah, we targeted this at the start of the season as one of the Bucks' early losses.
Yeah, but one of maybe the only. Time, and like, if they pass it, they could go undefeated. Go ahead.
With what? Sorry.
No, I said this is one of those games that we said if they pass it, they'll go undefeated.
Yeah, we said that, but we circled this game as the game that they needed to get through to do that, because we and it's the next one as well. It's, I remember vividly, it was two in a row. What's next for Tampa?
Next on the schedule for Tampa is, where are they? Oh, they're playing New England next.
Yeah, that's it. It's that look ahead because they go into New England, right?
I don't know if they could look ahead when it's a team that's this. So it's not like they're playing it's only Atlanta. You know, it's the fucking Rams. It's a monster. I don't think they could really look past it. And it's only Tom who would be looking past.
What does looking past look like, though, in terms of, like, I mean, the players are less likely to risk themselves for a catch, or they run slower?
Thinking it's more of your mindset is, yeah, we got to play this week, but I can't wait for next week. And that's all you think of is the Patriots. And you're not just concentrating solely, I need to be on what's in front of me. And they kind of blow it off. So that's why I'm thinking it's not that. And you're playing a real quality opponent. I can't imagine anybody's taking it lightly. So go ahead. Who do you think?
I think the Bucs will win the game. I just feel that. Fuck, it's so. I would like to see the Bucs lose next week. I don't want them to lose here, and then come back and be in like a rebound mode next week, where Brady goes and wins. I want to see him go to New England and lose. I want to see him like come through to harder team, and then lose next week. That's not betting advice or expert advice or statistical advice or anything. That's just like, I don't like this guy, but he's not going to lose. He's not going to lose 2 weeks in a row. So I would rather see him go to New England. And I think if you're looking for a reason for that, other than what I want to happen, there's going to be a psychological edge as well. Like, it's in terms of playing the Rams. Okay. It's a contender in your conference, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not an emotional attachment to it. I think you can get emotionally under his skin. Like, it's going to be a weird fucking experience, like going back to, like, Gillette next week playing away against the Patriots. There's going to be, like, four or five days of pure build-up focusing on that game. I mean, as soon as fucking Monday's done, everybody's going to be looking at that game under the magnifying glass. It's going to be like a fucking playoff game or the Super Bowl or whatever. It's going to have a lot.
Unless they just destroy them. It's going to be one of those. Because then if they just butt-fuck them, it's going to be like, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to say?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's going to have so much media attention on it. It's not going to be like the regular games, like through the season. But yeah, this one, I think, yeah, when you say game of the week, okay, yeah, it's the game of the week because you have to pick it out of these. You know, you have to pick something, and these are the two teams, when you look at the odds, are most favored to go to the Super Bowl out of all the other teams that are playing against each other. But it doesn't seem like a huge game, like where it's going to have any impact or any bearing. Like, we know the NFC, the NFC West are all going to be fucking taking wins off each other anyway. And they're going to be fucking up each other's chances of being a number one or two seed. And this doesn't help having this game in here as well, because it's another loss that the Rams could be amazing in the regular season and have five losses.
Yeah.
And in a position where they're on the road the whole time, other than if they win the division, they get one home game. So yeah, I think Brady, I think it's just too early. I think it's too early for Stafford this game. I think it's too early for him to win this type of game in his run. I think maybe this game later on in the season would be different. But I don't think Stafford's like in sync yet.
Okay.
Not enough again. Not enough to beat this. I was just gonna say, I stopped my last bit of that sentence. It's like, not enough to beat this elite defense. And then I look at the fucking results that they've had, and what, they only elite in the playoffs. Like, they just switch on for the playoffs, because that's when they look elite. They've got elite players, but last year, like, they only were elite for like 30% of the season, and it was enough to win. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, maybe they'll be more elite in this game because they really fucking think that they can lose. I mean, they weren't realistically going to lose any of the first two games, and like, they would have probably shitting themselves to be in that position against Dallas on on the Thursday night game, especially after they turned the ball over. Was it four times?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one is, before we get into the night game, we have Seattle giving 1.5 to Minnesota. This is a tricky spot for me. I will obviously I'll take Seattle because I think they're obviously the better team, and I think this actually helps that they lost last week. Because if they won last week, I think I'd be a little more worried. But Minnesota is barely losing each of their games, you know. So, and now they're at home finally. So I'm like, they can't be this bad. So I'm real worried that they will actually like come to life now. But it's hard to believe, you know, Seattle's going to lose again, back to back after that heartbreaker last week. So I'll take Seattle. It's only 1.5.
They're like ranked third in their division, you know, in terms of the odds.
Who's that? Minnesota?
Seattle.
Oh, Seattle's ranked to be third. You know, it's funny because I don't think like Seattle. When I think Seattle, I don't think of like they're stacked or anything. But they fucking just, it's like Russell Wilson's the reason that they are as good as they are. So he's one of those guys that just makes shit happen, you know?
But he didn't last week.
No. I mean, it came down to the end. I mean, they went to overtime. The defense allowed shit to happen.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, Minnesota needs to look at that game, and they need to, like, mix it up in terms of implementing the run and the pass and giving Seattle things that they struggled with last week. I mean, there was a point where they were dealing with it because Henry had a very small amount of yardage for the amount of the amount of rushes that he attempted at the beginning, but then it started to like come apart, and they started to make progress in the second half. So I think if the Vikings can do that, they'll be able to win this game outright. They need to win this game outright.
So you're going to take the Vikings to win?
Yeah, I think they'll win this game.
Okay. This is a good one. This is the night game. This is Green Bay going into San Francisco, one of the places that Rodgers has problems with. He can't win in Florida, and he can't win in California. This, though, however, it's -3. San Francisco is giving the 3 points.
So 3.5.
Oh, you got a 3.5? I had a 3 today. So I will take Green Bay to actually win this game. San Francisco is not looking hot lately to me. There's injuries. Rodgers is looking weird to me this season. He had 4 touchdowns. If that's all you see, okay, that's all you see. If you watch the game, he's missing some wide open shit. Guys doing like slants, and he's throwing behind them. Something is not right. It almost might be the very smart move of the Packers to say, oh, it's a good thing his contract is up. We can get rid of him after this year and get a lot. And next year, whoever gets him might have a very empty tank or 1 year left, and then he's, you know, real fucking just normal. So saying that, I will take Green Bay, and I take Green Bay to win outright, but might as well take the points while you can.
Yeah, it'll be about time we beat them. It's hard taking fucking Green Bay, like, because I support Green Bay. It doesn't feel like it's the right thing to do.
I'm not surprised either way, to tell you the truth. If Green Bay loses San Francisco, I'm not going to be like, I can't believe it. San Francisco always beats them. San Francisco's not a bad fucking team when people are healthy. Them having these injuries, their corners are down big time. So if Rodgers, if the pass rush, that's what's going to be your major thing. If they can give him any time, he will pick them to fucking death. If Bosa is fucking in there, having Bosa back, he's a fucking wrecking ball. If they are getting to him, 49ers will beat them. It is all going to be, can they get to Rodgers? If they cannot, Rodgers will pick them apart.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Green Bay if I can get the hook on that. Okay. If I can find 3.5, I'd go for Green Bay. because they just made the recovery from the really bad week one. You know, this will make it look like we're essentially just going to lose every game against everyone around us. We'll just lose those games and try and win our games against the weaker teams and teams at Lambeau. Like, you have to be in this game, especially when they're without their quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I do think that I'll take the points with Green Bay.
Okay. Last game. It's on Monday night. It is Philly going into Dallas. This is, I think, the most confident of the week for me. It's Dallas giving 4 to Philly. I think they could cover this, and I'll say right now that's my lock of the week, Dallas over Philly.
Really? Why is that?
I think they will. Philly is not good. Philly went down to the fucking, like, 1-yard line against San Francisco and got no points. So I just don't think, and they're in Dallas. It's a huge rivalry. Dallas puts up a lot of points. Granted, their defense isn't the fucking greatest, but I'm still not, you know, Hurts got to show me something. However, this is the most confident of all these fucking points where I'm like, okay, I could see Dallas should win by more than 4 points.
It's weird because last week everybody was on the Eagles to beat the Niners except us.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I was like, what are people fucking out of their minds? Because it was like, oh, they're home. I don't give a fuck where they're fucking at. They'd be on the damn moon. Fucking, and for a while it was fucking close. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then it was, all right, fuck off. You know, so, like we said, Dallas's defense isn't the fucking world beaters, but their offense is. And I think it's going to be a high scoring game at least. And I think Dallas will just do it more so. They have way more experience, obviously, Dak over Hurts.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Go ahead.
Yeah, as a home dog, like, appeals to me because, as I said last week, they were getting a lot of interest in going into that game against 49ers. Against San Francisco, yeah. Against the 49ers, off the back of winning against Atlanta, and you have to think to yourself, how bad are Atlanta and that they got beaten by this team, and this team now are. Fancy to get, you know, strongly fancy to get beaten by the Cowboys. I just don't see. I guess it's such a small amount of points; it won't really be a factor usually. So if you win, if the Eagles have won this game at home outright, but at the same time, it's like in a divisional game like this, it could be decided by 3 points. Loads of games in the past between. The Giants and Cowboys and the Phillies and the Giants have been decided by field goals. I don't think the rivalry as big with Philly and the Cowboys. With
big
the
supporters time. And, major.
Yeah, I just think that maybe even last week, like Philly were in like a look ahead spot as well. I could see them winning this game, but I'll take those 3.5 points.
It's actually 4.
I'll take those 4 points. Yeah.
Okay, so you want Dallas with this?
No, I want the 4 points.
4 points, okay. All right. What is your lock?
What's yours?
Mine was Dallas over Philly. And my secondary, tell me what you think about this. Like I've said, when the points thing is fucking hard, and I say this is where I parlay, just win. Now, if I said Buffalo, Baltimore, so Buffalo over Washington, Baltimore over Detroit, Tennessee over Indy, Denver over the Jets, and the only one you don't like here, Dallas over Philly, parlay those all just to win.
Yeah, you won't win, but...
What do you think loses in there besides you just don't like the Philly one? What else is going to lose that?
Tell me them again from the...
It's Buffalo over Washington.
No, that's fine.
Baltimore over Detroit.
Yeah, that's fine.
Tennessee over Indy.
I mean, it's not certainty at all. It's a divisional game where Indy have got good pieces around them. They just haven't got a quarterback.
Denver over the Jets.
No.
And the Dallas and Philly.
No. Yeah, no, I mean, it is just that last one. It's the two, it's the divisional situation with the East, like where everybody can fucking beat each other. And it's no, there isn't a big gap in quality. Like Dallas are supposed to be the best team. And to be fair to them, they have looked it so far this year. But yeah, I wouldn't take, I wouldn't bet the NFC East. I wouldn't go out of my way to bet it.
Okay. So, I mean, for $10, put all those together, you win maybe 60 something bucks. That's worth it. So, what do you think for your lock?
Oh God. Yeah, I just think we're at a point where Washington haven't looked as good as they should do defensively, and Buffalo have looked better. And they put up 35 points last week. I think they can put up over 30 again. I just don't think Washington can catch up. I think it's different in terms of having an emotional home win with Heinicke coming in instead of Fitzpatrick. But now you're going away from home to Buffalo. And they just need to win by a touchdown. And I think they do.
Okay. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You want to go to lockbetting.com for the official picks that Billy will give you before the games do start. And it's a big difference a lot of the time with having to look at it now, study more, get closer to game time. There's different adjustments. You want to do that. Go to my nonsense. It's all at Lingus Mafia. And Billy's Twitter is at SGP Soccer. So that's it for Mr. Billy Body. I'm Cav Manning. Go make some money.